98.5, the all-new Wire. Paul Porter with you. The listener comment line is loaded up with our friend, our newest friend, Roz McCarthy from Minorities for Medical Marijuana. Greetings, Roz. How are you?
I'm great, Paul. How are you?
It is a good day. You know, I've personally had a lot of discussions with folks wondering why this new boom in medical marijuana and things going on around the country never gets to minority folks, business folks, in terms of the business side of this. So when you reached out to me, I said, we got to have Roz on to talk about it, man. First, tell me how you got involved and tell me what you guys are doing.
Absolutely. Well, thanks so much for having me on, Paul. And Minorities for Medical Marijuana was, created a year ago, and it's just been a short time, but so much has happened within that year. And the reason why I got involved or created and founded the organization is because my mother passed away 11 years ago from breast cancer. And when I was a teenager, my father lost his eyesight to glaucoma. And I have an 18-year-old son who has sickle cell. So my interest in understanding cannabis and understanding the medical efficacy of cannabis and how it could deliver a better quality of life and thinking about the stigma that marijuana has been connected to our communities, especially African-American communities, I was just curious. And I want to know more information. And then the business side of me, I have my own marketing, public relations, business development firm. The business side of me start doing the research and looking at California, looking at Washington State, looking at Colorado, and understanding that currently, out of 3,700 dispensaries throughout the country, only 1%, and that's about 37, are owned by African Americans.
Really?
And so, yeah, and that's when I really started saying, you know what, this right here is a travesty. Florida is the number 4 populous state in the nation, and I realized that my thought was like, someone has to speak up. Someone has to say something. It's just not about the business aspect, but also understanding how to make sure there's going to be access for care for everyone. It's not just for one certain population. The business opportunity is not for one certain segmented population.
Exactly.
However, in Colorado, again, I referenced the state of Colorado, 85% of the owners in the grow space, in the dispensary space, are Caucasian men between the age of 18 and 45 years old. And so that was the fire that that fueled me to create the nonprofit organization to be able to focus on how can minorities in the state of Florida be able to have an opportunity in this booming business.
Well, tell me, how's the response been?
The response?
Not only from interest, but politically. What have you guys been able to set up or, open new doors so far?
Absolutely. Okay, so we started last year. Remember last year, the actual amendment was on the ballot. It was on the November ballot. So when I founded the organization, I knew immediately I wanted to get in before it started to be a hot fire topic. So I reached out to United for Care, which is a political action committee that was founded by John Morgan with Morgan & Morgan, to just create partnerships and say, hey, listen, minority communities need to understand about this ballot, this amendment, what exactly it means. And you know what? You got to educate the community. So if you want us to vote yes, you need to partner with our organization.
Okay.
And slowly but surely, and it didn't happen overnight, but slowly but surely, they did come on board. And they said, you know what, Rod, we do need you. Let's figure out how can we get the word out. How can we educate? So that took some time. From that point of view, during the election cycle, the election period, we were out, we were marketing, we were educating, we were going to different events where we knew that there were people of color that need to know about the amendment. And November 8th, the amendment passed by 71%.
Okay, great.
So with that being said, just because now you start marketing, you start branding, you start getting name recognition in regards to individuals who are interested in learning more about the organization and how they could be a part of it, that started to skyrocket. And then the next part of it was the political side. And that's where I am right now, where after the election, now, the whole part about the public policy process is once you get the ballot and the amendment passed, that's just the start of it.
Yeah.
From there, you have to actually have your legislators who go to Tallahassee and they actually write the rules, the regulations that are going to be pretty much overseen by the Department of Health in regards to where you can put a dispensary, in regards to how many license owners can you have, in regards to, exactly how are you going to transport it. All of the rules and regulations are now being taken place in Tallahassee, and that's where we are right now. And I will tell you that our black elected officials specifically, and there's been other ones as well, but they have jumped on board, they have embraced the organization, and they're working with me to make sure that we deliver some really comprehensive diversity language that's put in this new legislation in 2017.
So how are you guys, 98.5 The Wire, we're a nonprofit, and it's tough for us to survive. How, where's the funding coming from this? I know donations happen, but how are you guys moving on afloat financially?
Well, the initial part of when I started the organization, it was my own personal funding. It was everything that I had, blood, sweat, tears. 2016 was a year that it pushed me to my boundaries in regards to financially, physically, emotionally.
Of course.
After putting that and making that sacrifice and doing what I'm doing, and let me just say this, I'm not a smoker. I've never smoked before in my life, never had even a thought of smoking. This is something that I'm passionate about, because I see so many just areas throughout the country that we do not have a voice. We are so lost in the sauce, it's ridiculous. So with me creating an organization, having experience in working with membership organizations before where I consulted, I knew that I wanted to make it membership-based. So we have people, we have members, and these are individuals. These are folks that are either want to be in the business, they either want to be an investor, they either want to be a deal broker, they may have ancillary services. You don't have to touch plant in order to make money in this industry. Paul, this industry for the state of Florida is right now has been forecasted by 2020 to create $1.5 billion in revenue in this industry. It's not going to all come from cultivating. It's not going to all come from growing. It's not going to all come from dispensary. It's going to come from the security company, the transportation company, the real estate company, other accounting firms, the website graphic design firm that says, listen, I want to go and target all of these different entities, and I want to create all of their designs and their websites and things of that nature. There's new revenue that's coming into the state of Florida that it's prohibition. It's the perfect storm for minority businesses to get involved. However, if our elected officials do not put language in the law that says, listen, Mr. License Holder, you have to create a diversity plan that shows me how you're going to either have equity owners, managers, contractors, procurement, employees. If we don't make them, if we don't push them to put that language in, these folks are not going to put it in. That's not their priority. It's our priority.
Okay. I
tell folks, listen, don't call us after the fact and go, well, we want to protest and march and go, well, we shall overcome and why did it happen? This is your time right now, public policy. So answering your question, our membership is $100. That's it for the year. $100. It helped me to figure out who's serious and who's not serious. We have monthly meetings. We have a board of directors. We have our general counsel, who is Attorney Cheryl Murray Powell out of Fort Lauderdale. We have our board chair, who is Eric Range here in Orlando. He's the owner of Art 420. These folks have come together, and through networking, marketing, we have got members who come on board who are serious about being in this industry. It's not enough money, don't get me wrong. There's other different resources and other different speaker services that we may be able to provide, and services that we can participate in to create more funding. But it gives us a start, and of course we get donations and things of that nature.
Sounds good. Hey, Ros McCarthy, where can everybody find information on this organization, your monthly meeting, social media?
Our website address is M as in Mary, the number 4, M as in Mary, M as in Mary, united.org. That's M4MM, united.org. You can find us on Facebook. Go like us. Just go see what's going on. We're so active and so busy. On Facebook, we're at Vote for Bud Now. Vote, the number 4, B-U-D. Now, N-O-W, or just type in Minorities for Medical Marijuana and we'll pop up. You can call us at 877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877 877-900-0832.
All right. Roz McCarthy, our guest this morning on the listener comment line. Tell us about the event you got coming up in Tallahassee. When's that, the 12th?
No, it's March 14th, next 14th. Tuesday.
Okay, 14th.
We will be lobbying at the Florida State Capitol. We encourage you, if you can drive up there, we're going to have a table on the third floor of the Rotunda. It is Cannabis 101 Day there, so there will be other organizations, but we are the only minority people of color organization that will be there. We will be meeting your elected officials, so whatever district you're out of, you will meet your senator. You can meet your House of Reps. You can tell them that this is serious, that you want to make sure we have a place. I need your support. We need you to come up there. We're starting at 10 o'clock. I know it's a drive. I know it's a commitment, but if you feel as passionate as I do about it, please come up and join us. And if you want more information, 877-900-0832.
All right. Thank you once again, Roz McCarthy. You have enlightened me, sis. You got a place here 24/7, too, man. Make sure you come back to give us
updates. I want to come back. Right? I have more updates, and there's more stuff, information I need to share. So thank you so much, Paul.
All right. Appreciate you. 98.5 The Wire.